This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And today we welcome from a ray of hope, Wayne Apple. Hello,
Good
Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to have you with us today.
We're starting off on the right note again.
That's right.
Being gentlemen. Declared Whoa. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
You're the first of the day, by the way, Wayne.
Hey, we still know what else to call us, Robin, I guess. It's nice. Well, Wayne, talk with us about Ray of Hope. What actually is it?
We are a transitional living facility located here in Kalispell. We operate two separate shelters. One is for men, the other for women and children. And we also operate a thrift store, which helps the facility. People volunteer there, and we also give out clothing to the community if need be and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Who are the people who come to a Ray of Hope?
We have all different types, all homeless, obviously, but we work with the Department of Corrections. We work with several different rehabilitation outfits around Montana. And then sometimes just people come that are in a run of bad luck. We don't really discriminate. When you're homeless, you're homeless.
So once they get there, okay, is this just a place to sleep and a place to get out of the elements, or are you doing more?
No, we do quite a bit more than that. We consider ourselves a transitional living facility. Mm-hmm. We help people get back on their feet. Our motto has always been a hand up, not a handout. So we have a number of guidelines that people need to follow. They need to get back to the community. We help with financing, classes, and different things just to get people back on their feet.
So you can steer them into different agencies or whatever on that path, too.
Correct. Yeah, we work with pretty much all the different ones here in Kalispell, help them get into housing or whatever their needs may be.
So if we could narrow this down, I mean, there's just so many different rumors flying around and about homeless people. If you could kind of help us understand how a person gets themselves into this situation.
You know, the situations vary so much. A lot of times it's drugs and alcohol, could be mental illness, or just a run of bad luck. I have been with the Ray of Hope for almost 7 years now, and I actually started as a guest when I was homeless.
Oh, wow.
I was in a rather bad car wreck a number of years ago, didn't have insurance, ended up selling everything I owned to pay the bills. I couldn't work. And just ended up in that situation, and they took me in, and I really appreciated it, and I ended up staying and have been volunteering there ever since.
So talk with me, I mean, since you brought up your situation, I appreciate you being out front about that. How was Ray of Help able to help you get back on your feet?
Well, I had a place to live and a place to eat, and I gave back by volunteering at the thrift store. I had some retail experience in my past life. So I did that for a year, and then I taught myself how to be a grant writer. So I do a lot of the grant writing for Ray of Hope. I'm also their outreach coordinator. And at the time, we were just building the Women and Children's Shelter. And Peggy Christensen, it was her and her husband Bob who started a Ray of Hope, basically 24 years ago, were very kind to me, and I just felt I owed for their kindness to give back, and found out I really love what I do and have been there ever since.
So this became the job that you couldn't do before because of the car crash?
Correct, yeah. Before that, I was a guide and packer in the Bob Marshall and in Glacier Park.
Oh my gosh.
And after the auto accident, I haven't been on a horse in almost 8 years now, and it had been my occupation for close to 40.
So that must have left you in a panic situation, realize you could no longer do what you do.
It was very much a panic situation. And for a few years, I worked at Kalispell Regional as a maintenance engineer when my ex-wife made me get a real job. So I had, you know, I had another skill set, which I was able to help and apply to things at Array of Hope as well.
Oh, boy. Well, one of the things that we hear a lot about is men getting themselves into situations that they need to get out of and aren't easy to get out of, and you've got an education center for that. I want to talk with Wayne Apple about that at Array of Hope after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever signed up for a product or service and asked for more strings attached, please? I don't think so. What you do want is great service, dependability, and value. Easy, no hassles. We can help you with that. This is Cedar Hardy for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Totally free checking at Glacier Bank is just that. Free, no fine print, no minimum balance required, and no hidden fees. When you open your account, you'll receive a gift. We hope that's okay. Glacier Bank will also buy back your checks and debit card from another financial institution and apply a $25 credit to your new account. Sound good? It is good. You can depend on Glacier Bank to deliver what we offer. No strings attached. Isn't that what you really want?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
From Array of Hope, we have Wayne Happel with us, who started out as a, well, actually started out as a resident there, and now you're pretty much running the place, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, but I try to do what I can. I'm the men's house manager as well.
Okay. You remind me of the guy that bought Norelco. Remember that commercial years ago? I was a customer. I liked it so much I bought the company. It's great that you have a passion for what you do because of what you received, Wayne.
Yeah, I find a lot of happiness in what I do. The day I was in the accident, I should have died. I was life-flighted back here to Kalispell after the wreck, and if the wreck hadn't killed me, they found I also had a pulmonary embolism at the time.
Oh boy.
And I was on my way to Texas when this happened. So who knows what would have happened. And I'm pretty sure that day God grabbed me by the collar and said, I'm not done with you yet, son.
Well, that is tremendous.
So talk with us about your new education center for men.
Yeah, so we are building this on what used to be the parking lot of the men's shelter. So it's going to be a two-story building. The bottom half is going to be a workshop kind of education center. And the second story is going to be a family apartment. So over the last 20-some-odd years, we've only been able to have men and women separated. We do work with families, but the men have to be at one facility and the women at the other. So this will be a way to keep a family together. Which helps in their, you know, in their recovery and their situation and everything as well.
Yeah.
And then we work with, you know, the people in the house and try to get them to, you know, get some home maintenance skills and automotive skills and different things like that. And one of the other things we do is we help people in the community by repairing their cars at no charge or basically no charge. If they need parts, you know, we can help with that as well. And the manager of the women's shelter's husband is a mechanic. And for the last few years, he's been repairing cars like a mailman. Rain, sleet, snow, dark, in the parking lot. So we thought this would be a kind of a win-win situation.
Yeah, really. Now, I'm thinking maybe you can speak of this. I guess it's a residency, kind of, are you still living in the facility?
I do.
Do you? Okay. But is it a stepping stone, and are there tools that you provide through education to help people emancipate themselves once again?
It does, because, you know, nowadays with the cost of auto repairs and, you know, just basic home maintenance things, is a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. So if they can fix a plug sink by themselves or change their oil or whatever the case may be, it helps save money. And then we point people, like you were saying, to different organizations here in town, like Community Action Partnership or, you know, different entities like that, and help them get into housing. And we offer like financial counseling classes and, you know, various things like that. We have quite a few members of the community who have retired or volunteered to, you know, lend their expertise to, you know, various aspects of, you know, of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was thinking that once you become homeless, you don't have to apply for a rental. If you can find it, you don't have really a residence to, you know, who's your landlord? We want references, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing. When a mishap like what happened to you, would that be a problem for you also?
It would have, just for the fact that because of my occupation for so many years, I never really had a permanent residence.
Oh, that's right.
You know, because in the summertime, I'd work in the Bob Marshall. In the winter, I'd go down and work in Arizona in various wilderness areas and things like that. So I really never had a permanent address.
You didn't need it.
Right, didn't need it for, correct, yeah, the last 20-some-odd years. But a lot of people do come and don't have a good, you know, we have so many people that show up without even an ID. So it's hard to function in society anymore without an ID. So we help people get their IDs and driver's licenses. And not only residents, we help pretty much anybody in the community as
Now, they don't have an ID. Do they have a cell phone?
Sometimes they don't, which is a little strange. Seems everybody
that's
has.
That's the one thing. I see homeless people on the street, and it seems like they hang on to that cell phone like it's dear life.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's their only connection with life, with, you know, mm-hmm. various services around town. And, you know, there are programs out there where homeless people can get free phones.
Yeah. Oh, so, I didn't know that. But, you know, there are programs, $25 a month or whatever.
Right.
So, it's $25 that you could be using for food, but you can't even buy that much food for $25.
Not much anymore. Yeah. And we do have a little food pantry. And so people that come in, if they can't afford it, you know, they don't starve at our house. And we also help other people in the community subsidize their food needs as well. We do a lot of different things at Array Hope, pretty much anything we can to help.
How many people can you serve?
The men's shelter, we can have 12. In the women's, it varies between 12 and 15 or so, depending on the children's situation.
Mm-hmm. So about 24 families, I guess, would be the max.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's many more, fewer people living on the streets at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I guess every family situation or every individual would have maybe a little bit different need. You know, you need to have clean clothes, go out and get a job, whatever. But you mentioned, if I recall, do the residents contribute also to the running of the shelter and keeping things clean and all of that?
They do. Every guest is assigned a chore, just to your typical household chores, cleaning the kitchen, floors, whatever case may be. And that's all part of their benevolence hours or community service hours. So they can volunteer at our thrift store, the food bank, the Humane Society, any other nonprofit in town that they care to. They can donate their time there as well, and that's a requirement for staying.
Well, Wayne, you've got quite an operation going there, and the one thing I know that we haven't talked about yet is how you managed to pay for it all, and that's something we'll discuss with you right after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Outfitting your family for winter sports can be a slippery slope. From equipment to clothing, expenses add up faster than a downhill run. This can help. My name is Kristen Delton from Glacier Bank, member FDIC, welcoming you to Save Money Headquarters. The Kalispell Ski Swap is October 7th at the fairgrounds. It's biggest swap around and the place to buy or consign new and used gear. All shapes, sizes, brands, colors, and styles for everyone in your family at a fraction of the cost. Like fresh powder, saving money feels good. So will knowing the proceeds benefit Kalispell Ski Club. Complete details including consignment, early access to the sale, and a family fun night, all at kalispellskiclub.com.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Well, this morning we're talking to Wayne Apple about a tremendous local organization, A Ray of Hope, and it caught my attention. You said a hand up, not a hand out. And so people that come there are making a contribution, and you guys are offering a helping hand to help move them forward. And you mentioned each of the residents has community involvement or is giving back. What about those in the community outside? How can we be of help?
We have quite a few volunteers that also come in. They will conduct Bible studies, the financial counseling classes at the thrift store. We have people that come in and are helping to build this new building. We're actually pouring the foundation at 10 o'clock this morning. We're doing the footings. And then people can donate, you know, money towards the cause. We run a number of other programs as well. We have the Adopt a Family for Christmas program. We have a new one. It's called Tires for a Change that was started by the folks at Black Diamond Mortgage, and they're passing it off to us, where if people are in need of tires for their car, you know, in order to get to work, take their kids to school, whatever, we can help with that. So we do, you know, a lot of community. Most, we're all community funded. We don't take any state or federal money whatsoever. We have had some very good supporters, the Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation, Weyerhaeuser Giving, and a real big supporter of ours over the last several years has been the Gianforte Family Foundation. Our men's shelter is 130 years old. So they've helped put a new roof on it, put new windows in it. They're helping with this education center. So they've been of great help over the years.
So any retailer or organization listening that's been moved by the work that you're describing, they can contact Ray of Hope and get involved.
Absolutely. We work a lot with the local business folks. LHC is helping with our foundation. Sliders helps with our building materials. Wow. Many different places in town.
That is tremendous.
Now, you mentioned that you've learned how to write grants. How many grants do you write a year, do you figure?
Oh, I probably write 50. I probably get an answer to 10. But, you know, I will write them to places even like Walmart and Target, because we also help give away diapers, formula, things like that for mothers in the valley. Mm-hmm. So even if we get a small grant from Walmart, then we're able to use that to purchase diapers and things like that. So it doesn't matter how big or small, they all help.
Okay, so an organization could contribute financially or in a material sort of way also.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Now, one thing that's not a secret, Robin, is winter's coming.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And nobody chooses to be homeless in Kalispell in the wintertime, I don't think.
No.
No. And you mentioned in your former occupation, you'd head south during that time of the year.
For quite a few years I did. I worked on Big Mountain at the ski resort, I should say Whitefish Mountain Resort, for a number of years and during the winter as well.
Oh, okay. But, you know, you were an outdoorsman, you know, a packer and that kind of a thing, and you could do that in the wintertime in Arizona as opposed to here. So how do you prepare for winter for the residents?
We have programs where if people are in need of warm clothing or blankets, they can come in, fill out a request. We will help with that. You know, the Flathead Warming Center opens up, I believe, October 10th, which is, you know, a great organization that helps people in, you know, in dire need right now. They've helped so many people not freeze to death around here that I cannot say enough about them as well. And we will even buy bus tickets or train tickets if people need to get home to their families, if they're willing to do that. Like I say, we will do whatever we can to help people as long as we have the money to do it.
Very touching. Now, we have heard, you know, the mental health situation really is statewide, and I think all throughout the country is underfunded now. And so are those, there are those who are homeless that really need mental assistance, and we've heard of the cycle of being arrested, getting in jail overnight, being put in pathways, back on the street, that it's just a big cycle. Do you have any insight on that, and what can be done?
Well, you know, I mean, I wish I had the answer to that. You know, I think, you know, Montana, this valley, the country just needs more mental health facilities. There's a lack of them, and people sometimes end up with, you know, mental illness because of drugs, sometimes just because it's the way it is. And I honestly don't have the answer. Yeah. I wish I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was thinking that maybe it's a debilitating downward spiral, you know, that you, when people lose hope, bad things happen. And you guys are certainly giving them hope.
We try, and that is very true. It's, you know, pretty much number one cause of suicide is loss of hope.
Okay. Well, this
and
is.
That's why this is a ray of hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A ray of hope. All Wayne right. Apple, thank you so much for coming in. And you've been a very good spokesman for the organization, you. Letting us know what they're all about. Ray of Hope, you can get a hold of them if you're moved to help out financially or materially.
Yep. Wayne, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Sure. I appreciate it.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.